This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Sanity right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room. Hey, did you miss me? You were gone all weekend. I figured you would miss me. Anyway, listen, always a pleasure. Like I said, I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being involved, being engaged. You know, a lot of stuff happening this weekend. I mean, a lot. You're watching things heat up all over the place. Oh, and by the way, for some of you who don't celebrate it, I don't know what to tell you. I don't really care. It's your headache, not mine. I'm just going to say, you know, happy Columbus Day. You know what I'm saying? I don't subscribe to the fact that some people try to say he killed a gabillion Native Americans. Indians, Native Americans, whatever you prefer, whatever is your terminology, right? And I love this. He didn't even end up here, right? He missed it. But whatever. Anybody know why he called them Indians? Anybody? Come on, you guys know why, right? I mean, you're smart enough to know why. Right, because he was looking for a direct route to India. This was not the destination. I mean, I joke about this all the time. I always say, you know, only in America. I know my Italian friends get mad when I do this, but only in America can a Guinea get on a ship, head in a direction, end up in the wrong place, thinking the wrong thing, doesn't complete the mission, and we celebrate it for a couple hundred years. Right? Come on, give it some thought. So anyway, happy Columbus Day to whoever cares. Right? You know, when you, again, in California right now, we're having a major fight over these ballot boxes. And apparently the California Republican Party put out some ballot boxes that were just totally wrong. They were marked wrong. I don't know who thought of it. I wish they would have called me. I would have told them how to make it right. You know, you can ballot harvest. It's legal. Just not the way they're doing it. I mean, the way they're doing it's off a little bit. After the break. No, not after the break. I haven't decided yet. Somewhere in the hour. Dr. Janine Pirro is going to join me. And her new book, Don't Lie to Me. They're trying to steal your freedom by lying. Look at what they're writing. Look what they're talking about. Look at what Joey B is talking about. I mean, when he gets out there, he has these short conversations with people. What the heck is he going to do? You know, the unemployment numbers are looking great. What's he going to do with that? What's he going to do with the economy? Who is he selling these lies to, right? I mean, somebody's listening or he wouldn't, well, I was going to say, or they wouldn't be using it, but you know what? I don't believe it. I know better. I don't know how we keep, not we, I'm not going to say we keep falling for this. Today also started the hearings for Amy Comey Barrett, right? And, you know these people are just going to go after them, go after them, go after them. They're not going to stop, right? I mean, when you seriously think about what they're doing and what they don't want, they don't want this woman on the bench. I love hearing them talk about just what a nasty woman she is and how she's going to set women back and all this. This is hilarious. Right, the first day of confirmation for this woman. You know, and again, she stands for, she should stand for everything they love, right? Am I missing something here? She's a successful woman. Well, she, in these terms, I have to use like woman and that kind of stuff, because that's what they do. She's an independent, successful woman. She's got a bunch of kids, biracial makeup, right? I mean, deals with, I guess one kid has special needs, and she still handles all of this, right? And again, everything. I've been saying this for years. This is proof. The Dems say it's against the Constitution. This violates the Constitution. Are we serious? God. Have you guys read? That's the first question. Have you read the Constitution? Have you read the part that says that the president is only president up until about 3 months before the end of his term? Yeah. You haven't, because it's not in there. I mean, seriously. They're out of their minds. You know, TDS is real. I never believed it, but it's real. They go, well, voters should get to decide in November who they want to choose. Well, they did. Right? 4 Novembers ago. They did. And again, to the point. He's president 4 years. That's what the term is. Term is 4 years. The man can do anything presidential he wants right up till midnight of January 19th. And I think even the morning of the 20th. I'm not sure. But power is supposed to pass hands on the 20th. I love it. But Lindsey Graham, again, grew a small spine. Because the Democrats have been really against Trump and Senate Republicans for pushing through Barrett's confirmation. This is too close to the election. We should let the people decide in November. Well, they already did, like I said. Right? And Ruth... Am I calling Ruth? I think I can call her Ruth. We're good friends now. We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. Come and see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joey, 55732. 5563. God bless. You know, seriously, appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, just tweeting, being part of the conversation. Dr. Janine Pirro, God, joins me. We'll join me later on in the hour about her new book, Don't Lie to Me. Sounds like something your mother would say when you were a kid, right? Don't lie to me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732, 5563. All right, look, I'm not letting it go by. Do you know what today is? Anybody? Seriously.
In 1492, three ships sailed out to sea. The Nina,
come on, you know this?
The Pinta and the Santa Maria. And as they sailed the stormy sea,
now I learned American history.
From where you've been in the crow's nest, you could hear Luigi say, believe in Mr. Columbus, I turned a ship around. Take me back, I want to feel my two feet on the ground. Why you tell Isabella that the...
Come on, that's how you, this is how you learn it, right? Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting, tweeting, just being part of it. And we can have some fun with it. You're not the mass Indian killer, Native American, whatever they call them. I don't really care. I mean, here's the problem. They complain about so much, they're offended by so many things so often that they just, nobody cares anymore. They can have a legitimate concern and nobody would care anymore. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're talking about sore losers, if you'd like to put it that way. All of them today, the Democrats, this is unconstitutional. It's like, shut up. Just shut up. If you're going to be, look, you can't stop me because Joey B used it. You're going to vote for Joey B. He tells the President of the United States to shut up. So I'm going to tell you, shut up. It just doesn't stop. The Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, he rejected the notion in his opening statement Monday. He cited Ginsburg herself in the process. They hate this interweb thing. You know why they hate this? Because you have them. You've got them. They can't do anything. So Graham says that the bottom line is Justice Ginsburg, when asked about this several years ago, she said a president serves for 4 years, not three. I just said that. He's stealing my words. There is nothing unconstitutional about this process. So when they realized that they were going wrong there, now they started to say it breaks the spirit of the Constitution. Really? So the spirit of the Constitution was that the president wouldn't be the president for 4 years? You know, when they were first trying to work this out, they were thinking king. They were thinking, not dictator, but that kind of thing. No, they didn't want it. 4 years. The man gets 4 years. And until the 365th day of the 4 year, he still got power. He can get up at midnight, like one or two other presidents we know of, and he starts signing pardons like crazy, can't they? There's nothing unconstitutional about this. Now, Patrick Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont, he suggested that Barrett could be a potential threat to the rights of women and minorities. Really? How? What has she done already? She has two black kids. She's a woman, last I checked. I saw the picture. Unless she's hiding something. He says that Americans are worried that should she become a justice of a high court, her presence will set the country back decades. What Americans? You mean the ones that are partisan on his side? That are sucking down the Kool-Aid that the Democrats are throwing out there? Those Americans? Okay. See, the way they speak, it's almost like they think they're in the majority. You know, you never hear the newest polls show that many, many, many Americans, women too, are against abortion in the third trimester. But you don't hear that, though, do you? Well, I'm not talking 51%. I'm talking 72% last time it was checked. It vacillates between 68 and 72. They're scared the clock will be turned back to a time when women had no right to control their own bodies. When it was acceptable to discriminate against women in the workplace. Really? I don't know of any Republican who believes in discrimination for any reason. None. What you call discrimination is really truly a description written after smoking some crack. This is why I said to you, we have to come up with a Democrat thesaurus, because we don't understand how they speak and they don't understand how we do. See, they think discrimination against women. Now, here's what they mean by that. Specifically, that religious organizations cannot refuse to pay for abortions, to pay for abortifacient pills, because that's discrimination. No, it's not. You knew when you went to work for these people what they stood for. Do you take, you Democrats, I got to ask, do you take responsibility for anything? Is anything that goes wrong because you made a bad choice? Think about it. If you go to work for somebody, you go into a Christian bakery, and you ask them for certain to celebrate, they can't do it. They won't do it. They'd rather shut down their business. They got more guts and more spine than you have by going in there and calling, oh, look, I got them to shut down because they wouldn't make us a cake. Oh, aren't you tough? Why don't you go over there and stand next to Antifa? Because that's all it is bullying. It has absolutely nothing to do with the reality of the moment. All you're doing is bullying. And if you really understood capitalism, you'd understand that all you had to do was go to another shop. Go back a shop that believes in what you believe in. Whether it's photos or baking a cake or catering the food, whatever it is. Right? Democrats went on to claim that there's a concern that Barrett would rule in ways that would undo several other forms of equal protection. Like what? Everything they talk about is women's rights to choose, or reproductive health, which is a joke in and of itself, the LGBTQ community, and the Health Care Act. The Unaffordable Health Care Act. The one that we were lied to get to buy into. Well, they say, well, it's very popular now. Well, of course it is, because people have had it for a while, and they have no other choice. You have backed them into a corner like you've done with poor public schools, and you've backed them into a choice. By the way, some of you got my email this morning. You check it out on the website. 20 Days to Save America coming up in just a few more days. I'll be speaking on two of my favorite topics, education and or the lack thereof in this country, and abortion versus adoption. One of my big ones, close to my heart. Think about, you know, all of you left-leaning Jesus freaks, I want you to think about something. Adoption versus abortion. Which one do you think Jesus would be for? Just, I don't want an answer. Don't send me an email. I'm just asking. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Judge Jeanine joins us later in the hour. If you don't know when, you'll never know when to stay. Again, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. You listen to Real Sight on GCN Live.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry. The Supreme Court confirmation hearing of Amy Barrett started Monday and will continue for the next 3 weeks. The full Senate vote is expected on October 22nd. Both sides of the political aisle have their agendas. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota.
Let me tell you a political secret. I doubt that it will be a brilliant cross-examination that's going to change this judge's trajectory this week. No, it is you. It is you calling Republican senators and telling them enough is enough, telling them it is personal, telling them they have their priorities wrong. So do it.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley.
She said, quote, judges are not policymakers, and they must be resolute in setting aside any policy views that they might hold.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
I like that. We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Promise. The judge will be with us in the next segment, promoting her new book, Don't Lie to Me. Exactly what my mom used to say to me all the time. Yes, I was one of those kids. Anyway, I'm loving, you know, the Democrats are really, really, you know, I've been saying it for a long time. And again, I've got friends of mine, the Democrats, really good people. They don't sound anything like this. But it's like that bad rash that's just under the skin, right? We get irritated and, you know, wore down and start to come up. That's what they're like. They just keep coming up to the top. The major theme of the Democrats' attacks on Barrett appeared to be the idea that President Trump nominated her due to her attitude towards the Affordable Care Act. She is going to do nothing but attack the Affordable Care Act, attack women, attack Roe. I mean, it almost seems like the only job of the Supreme Court is to support the Democrats. Because they're not trying to choose. When they say the American people, it's time for you to look out. First of all, the Supreme Court has way too much power. Just for clarity. Way too much. This was not what they were supposed to be. The Supreme Court, you know, John Adams was nominated to the Supreme Court. Remember, one of the Founding Fathers? He knew it had no real power to speak of. Right? They didn't have the power of the purse. They didn't have any guns. They didn't have any, you know, there was nothing there for them to support. So he knew it was kind of like, nah, who wants to be Supreme Court Justice? I mean, I don't know if you guys know this, but the original office was, today it's like a broom closet. I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. And then when the Senate moved to the top floor, to the upper floor in the chambers, they specifically put the Supreme Court under them. You know why? To remind them that the Supreme Court was under, even though equal with the other two branches, was technically under them. They had no power. Their job was simply to interpret the Constitution. That if a law was made that was against the Constitution, they would give it, if it was challenged, it would be a yay or nay, and then they would move on to the next case. That simple. And the funny thing about it is, when you think about something, I want you to think about something here, right? The left-leaning justices almost always vote Dem line. But Chief Justice Roberts, who was supposed to be conservative, Has he? No, he's let the conservatives down plenty of times. You just saw recently Kavanaugh, another one, let the conservatives down. Because he felt that he was on the side of the law. He was on the side of the Constitution. I mean, this is great. We can show you where we don't follow the party line. And they do. So there's been a constant attack by them. And they only got a couple of things in mind. They went, oh, President Trump repeatedly indicated that he would nominate a judge who would rule against Obamacare. And prior to becoming a federal judge, Barron criticized the 2012 decision. You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she criticized the Roe versus Wade decision. Do you know that? You should go back and look it up. Look at what she said about it. She's not like a Republican back then. Democrat Vice President nominee, Senator Kamala Harris. Kamala. I'm telling you, close to a stage name. That's all I'm saying. She says the Republicans want to confirm Barrett in time to ensure that they can strip away the protections in the Affordable Care. There isn't. It's unaffordable. I know people personally that have lost services, lost their doctor, pretty much lost the health care plan that they had and they were very happy with before this. But they don't care about any of that. See, as long as they win, as long as it's something that they can do, as long as it's within their power, they don't care who it hurts. Not a care in the world. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware, he gave Barrett the benefit of the doubt by not accusing her of making any arrangements with the president, but echoed all the same concerns to the Democrats. I'm not suggesting you made some secret deal, he said, with the president, but I believe the reason you were chosen is precisely because your judicial philosophy, as repeatedly stated. You know what her judicial philosophy is? To interpret the Constitution as it was written. An originalist, a textualist. You know, it's funny, I my favorite scripture to teach out of the Bible is when God tells you, don't lie. And I see, you know, it's funny how people are. We've got to the point today where we don't know what a lie is. Because, you know, if you tell a lie, or if you don't tell the truth, because you're going to make grandma feel better because she says you like this dress, looks hideous on her, and you say, oh, yeah, it's gorgeous. That's okay. Your wife makes a bad meal, and she says, what do you think? I go, hell, well, you know that she worked over it all day long. Oh, honey, this is great. And she's got one of those wives, you know, that loves to hear that, and then all of a sudden she starts making it once a week. Aren't you in trouble? No, tell the truth. You don't have to be mean about it. Just tell the truth. Mike Lee, a Republican out of Utah, tested positive for coronavirus on October 1st. He said he would isolate himself for 10 days before returning to work with Barrett's confirmation hearing. Lee seemed to be back the first day off. He said, I feel great. They should just all take the drugs that the president took, period. Senator Tom Tillis, a Republican out of North Carolina, he was also diagnosed with COVID-19. He was participating virtually. Harris, who's also participated, yeah, you say that, remotely, criticized Chairman Graham for bringing together more than 50 people to sit inside a room for hours while our nation faces a deadly airborne virus. Interesting. This committee has ignored common sense requests to keep people safe, including not required testing for all members. Right? You know, this is so confusing, this, the coronavirus stuff. Depending on who you listen to, what you're listening to, you've got respected doctors. You know, over 1,000 doctors came against Fauci, said they're wrong. They're wrong about the masks. They're wrong about this. You look at other countries that didn't push the masks. They went through a lot of crap in the beginning, but now it's leveled off. Durbin claims that Trump wants Barrett confirmed because of the possibility of a contested election. That's right. And she should recuse herself. Really? Well, you guys are real quick to throw that stuff out. You've had judges preside over Trump stuff that were Trump haters, openly Trump haters. Spoke to it. They want him there. So this is funny. So when Obama appointees vote against Trump. The Democrats quickly come to their aid and say, no, judges are judges, and they don't vote Republican or Democrat. They don't rule Republican or Democrat. But when it's a Republican judge, of course they're going to rule Republican. At least that's what Durbin is saying. That's what I mean. It's not even a double standard. It's a joke. And it's out there for everybody to see. You know, you guys on the left, I said it to someone today when I was talking with them. Let's do my no sympathy chant. I have no sympathy for you people in Portland, Seattle, San Francisco, Chicago, New York City, D.C. You voted these people in. You deserve them. Yeah, you heard me. And you sports freaks. The Los Angeles Lakers, I'm not a sports guy. So let's get that clear. So you can laugh all you want. But you sports freaks, right? The Lakers win the championship. I guess the new celebration thing now is to go ahead and smash windows, burn stores down. Well, what the heck? No, really, in all sincerity, what the heck? This is now how we celebrate. I have never got this. This is why I've always hated sports. The rules don't apply to everybody, not the same way anyhow. Thank God we had a couple step up. Right, there was Senator Feinstein from California? Remember when she said, the dogma lives loudly within you? And she's a Jew. She doesn't stick up for the Jews at all. Even when it's within the law, even when she should. Maybe she doesn't know. I don't care who you are. Jew, Catholic, Christian, Italian, Greek. There seems to be a kinship, a connection when you come together. You want to help those people out. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Judge Jeanine joins me after the break. We'll be right back.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCMteam.com. Enlist in GCMteam.com and save America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me, that you're spending here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me get right to it. Always love, and I do mean love when she's on with me.
I'm happy and honored to have Judge Jeanine Pirro on with me. She is the host of Justice with Judge Jeanine on Fox News Channel. Previously, she hosted Judge Jeanine Pirro, a syndicated court show for which she won an Emmy in 1990. She was elected the first woman to sit on the Westchester County Court bench in 93. She began and made history as the first woman elected district attorney in Westchester as a prosecutor. My God, I'm glad I never went up against you. I grew up in Boston. I never would have gone up like you. Anyhow, look at her new book, and you know, guys, for some of you who've been listening to me for years, I've always said the left just can't seem to stop lying. It actually seems to be, you know, first nature for them. Not even second nature, it's first nature for them. And I think if the truth came off their lips, they wouldn't know what to do with it. Her new book, Don't Lie to Me. Man, you sound like my mother when I was a kid. Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. Judge, thank you so much for being with me. I really mean that. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know, this is the third in my trilogy of books, right? Liars, Leakers, Liberals, about the Russian collusion delusion, and then Radicals, Resistance, and Revenge, about how the left just can't get over the fact they couldn't drag Hillary across the finish line, so they're full of revenge. And I was going to continue with the alliteration, but like a mother, I was started looking at the television and saying, don't lie to me, you know, when you say that to your kids.
Right.
You're absolutely right, and that's what the left does
All right.
And not enough people called them out on it. So I wrote the book, Don't Lie to Me and Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom, and chapter and verse on everything they've done since the last book. I mean, you could write a book a month on what they do. It is frightening how they just tear apart the Constitution. They could care less about what's going on in our personal lives unless it affects their power. And then, you know, their efforts are really to destroy the Constitution,
yeah,
the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and it goes on and on.
No, you're so right. You know, it's funny. One of the things I harp on is the fact, and I don't mean this in a cold way, but I'm just going to say it. I have no sympathy for the Californians, even though I live here. You know, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, New York. You look at these places, and they keep reelecting Cuomo. Are we serious? I mean, what is, people take two hits off a joint before they go in the polling booths. You got de Blasio in there as well, and he keeps getting elected, and he's not even offering, a chicken in every house? You know, when they used to do that, a chicken in every pot or what have you. I mean, what are they doing? What lies are they telling to keep getting back in? Doesn't this scare you?
Well, it does scare me. And, you know, New York was once one of the safest big cities in America, thanks to Rudy Giuliani.
Yep.
And now, of course, we are devolving into a high crime of the 80s. And that really is because of the fact that de Blasio and Cuomo, what they wanted to do was to change everything. And, you know, the so-called bail reform is nothing more than a euphemism for as soon as someone gets arrested, they get let out right away. There's no bail for anybody. They're just RORs. I mean, you know, they're released on their own recognizance to commit another crime. If they're a protester, they go to another town, get on another plane, and nobody seems to care. And I think New Yorkers, and when you ask about why do they keep getting reelected, New Yorkers, the tax base is now moving out of the city because the smart people are saying, you know that argument that we heard a couple centuries ago about no taxation without representation? Police are not being deployed. They're being told to stand down. And so businesses are saying, who needs this? Who needs New York City?
Yeah.
Who needs Chicago?
Yeah.
And so what's left are the left to come in and just say, you know, keep giving me whatever, cell phone, give me some food, give me a little pittance. And that's what the left does. They want to lock you in your basement, open the borders, defund the police, and take away your guns.
Yeah, I love
that. That is pure socialism, and if you dare think differently than them, their fascism is out in full bloom.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you defund the police. The mafia would love that back in the 70s. I grew up in Boston. That would have been a great thing to do back then. Now, you know, speaking of lies, do you believe the polls?
No.
Yeah.
I don't believe the polls.
I
didn't believe them in 2016, and there's even less reason to believe them now. I mean, people are scared to death to even show up in a MAGA hat. In New York, you'll get beat up. I have enough trouble in New York, but I have to tell you, I have a radio show that I do on Sundays in New York City. I live outside of the city in Westchester. I'd say about a month ago, you know, since the city has been locked down from the pandemic and then the 1-2 punch with the protests, I'm waiting for my car outside, and all of a sudden the guy comes by. I mean, not really that different, but, you know, he's drinking out of a paper bag. You know, since the pandemic, we see a lot of that. He's got a hoodie on. He's got no pants on. I mean, the guy is barefoot with no pants on, swinging in the wind. I'm saying to myself, what happened to this magnificent cultural city?
Oh, what, you know, were you in Los Angeles? Wait a minute. Were you in Los Angeles?
No.
San Francisco? I mean, the Dems seem to have the same mantra. Just let it hang, right?
And it's a sad, sad commentary. But it's what the left doing. They could care less about America and business, and they're into closing businesses down. Andrew Cuomo starts with, okay, restaurants, you can open up in September. And then at the end of September, well, I'm going to issue another regulation in October before you open up. And then in October, it's, well, now we're thinking about November. I mean, this is an outrage.
Listen,
it's an outrage because people want to work.
We got Governor Nuisance out here in California, and he's curled up in a corner in his office. He can't figure out what to do, according to a couple of state senators I know. Again, I want to just joke on the mafia, because this is like the mafia dream. In California right now, they have temporary ballot drop-off boxes, and what they are, they look like mailboxes. They weigh about 10 pounds apiece, and Judge, no embellishment here. They actually have a box out in front of a state park that is not manned by anybody. The guards aren't there anymore because the parks
closed. You know, it's like that old commercial. What could go wrong, right? I mean, this is great. And they're putting them up everywhere. They got 10 of them up within a 10-mile radius. I have the old Katy Hill area. I'm telling you, these things will be stuffed at midnight. It's just amazing to me.
Yes, that is America today. And you know what? I am so sick and tired of these protesters. You know, and the media, which is totally in bed with the left, is like, oh, these are peaceful protests. These are all peaceful protests. Meanwhile, they're announcing they're peaceful while people are fighting.
Well, they sit in front of a burning building.
But, you know, you and I are having a chuckle. But if they turn America into a socialist haven, which is what they're looking to do, where they keep us in our basement, we watch the news, you know, they lock us down. Joe Biden even said, you know what? If I have to close it down again, I'll close it down. And then Joe Biden, you know, who couldn't complete a sentence a month ago, all of a sudden is a genius and can talk in sentences. I mean, a month ago it was corn popping and hairs in the pool with kids in his lap and have your kids listen to the record player. I mean, I don't know what that guy's taking, but all of a sudden he seems to be on top of his game. And, you know, but by that I mean like a quarter of a normal person. But it is frightening when he says, you know, the Harris administration, and Kamala Harris comes out and talks about the Harris administration. You know what, Joe? Sometimes when people say who they are, you need to believe them. You know?
Hitler told us what he was going to do.
More than a Trojan horse. He's a Trojan horse.
Yep.
For the most leftist anarchy that will come across this country ever.
And to show you how out of touch the Democrats are, they rejected her. I mean, they didn't just kind of sort of reject her. She was like the second from the bottom. Okay, so, you know, it's just amazing. Okay, we only got like a minute and a half left. Tell me, please, what can people take away when they read your book? I mean, it's a great title. Don't Lie to Me. Stop Trying to Steal Our Freedom. And people, we've talked about this millions of times. They are trying to steal your freedom. They used to do it one bite at a time, but now it's a full-on deluge of coming at you. What do you want people to walk away with the most?
Well, what I want people to walk away with, number one, is the fact that the left doesn't care about you. That's number one. The truth is they care about raw political power. And the way they take that from you is by making sure that you don't have your constitutional rights anymore. And that means you don't have freedom of speech. If you say something they consider politically incorrect, you can absolutely lose your job.
Yep.
And also, you can, if someone is triggered by your presence, you can be fired. And then what they're trying to do is they're trying to prevent you from going to church, and this infuriates me, church or synagogue.
Yep.
From Gavin Newsom to Cuomo, they're being sued by the churches, and we are a nation founded on Judeo-Christian principles.
Yep.
And as they go forward with this effort to take down religion and leave the movie theaters open, you can leave the casinos open, but don't you dare go to church. If you do, we're going to ticket you, and we're going to ticket the pastor, the priest. We're going to shut the churches down. They want to take away your guns. Kamala Harris says that the Constitution doesn't prohibit her from taking away your guns. Folks, you're not going to recognize this country if these people get elected. And if you buy Don't Lie to Me, it's all chapter and verse in there with footnotes, because I used to be on Law Review, so I know the value of footnotes even though I hate them. But if you get in a fight with someone, you got those footnotes to go to. And the pandemic, Joe Biden wants to close the country down again, give you a little pittance, let you go to the grocery store. This is not the Soviet Union. This is the United States of America. It's in our DNA. We've got a president who's fought for us and has proven that he can do for America everything he said he could, and these people want to tear it down.
God bless you for what you do, and I'm not just saying that. I truly mean that. I hope he protects you and blesses you, because this stuff has to get out there, and you're one of those voices that people do listen to, and we just need to keep it up. All right? So keep up the good work.
Thank you, and I appreciate it.
Yes.
I appreciate it, and God bless you and your listeners, too. We're at a very important point, and, you know, by the end of the day, I'm hoarse every day. But if you like America, you like...
Oh, check her book out. All right, head over to Amazon.com. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Mental Health Mondays.